The following is an exclusive sports presentation from 102.3 FM KGDC2. As the College Place High School Hawks take to the hardwood for exciting basketball action. And now here's the voice of Hawks basketball, Brett Powers, on Walla Walla's KGDC 2.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Coming to you from up the Yakima Valley, up here in Wapato, the Lady Hawks, won an 8 in league play, 3-9 overall. We're going to take on the 8-1 Wapato Wolves team that beat us 76-26 back on December 12th. But the Lady Hawks coming up, they are coming off a loss, but it was something of a hopeful loss, a 59-47 decision against Natchez Valley back at home on Tuesday. During the spring game, we'll have our usual slate. We'll take a look at that hopeful Natchez Valley game. We'll, of course, take a look at our previous game that we played against Wapato back at home on December 12th. And, of course, we'll have the SCAC standings, the scoreboard, and, of course, we'll have the starting lineups, the opening tip-off, and all the action here from up the road in the Yakima Valley up here in Wapato. As the ladies warming up, getting ready to take on the Lady Wolves. We'll be back with more from Wapato. You're listening to College Place Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good. KHSS2 94.1 is Walla Walla's Classic FM. If you're a classical music lover, there's now another choice on the dial that airs gorgeous classical music, honest-to-goodness news, and interesting daily features that will help you love your country a little more and come to a greater appreciation of God's creation. We conceived of Walla Walla's Classic FM way back in 2016, and it's finally here at 94.1 on your FM dial. So give Walla Walla's Classic FM a try. I think you'll enjoy the experience.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent 3 sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
At Les Schwab, we've been changing the tire game for more than 70 years. We design our own exclusive tires to give you more tires made for the roads you drive, less compromise. All backed by America's best tire warranty included in every tire we sell. It's more unbeatable tire warranty, less charging you extra, like the other guys. It's all about you getting more from less. Stop by or book an appointment at leschwab.com.
1735 Southeast Meadowbrook in College Place. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Once again, back here live up in the Yakima Valley, the Lady Hawks warming up, getting ready to take on the second place Wapato Wolves. Lady Hawks coming off a 59-47 loss against Natchez Valley at home back on Tuesday, and I know that that's a loss by 12 points, but the reality is the game was much closer than that. The game only started to pull away in the fourth quarter
when the Lady Hawks were fouling to try and get back into the game. But for once, the Rangers, who had not been shooting well from the free throw line all night, started hitting them in the fourth quarter, allowing them to get that 12-point advantage. The reality is, up until late in the fourth quarter, the Lady Hawks had trailed by as much as 8. But the thing about that game is that we also had led by as much as 5. We ended up trading quarters, beginning outscored 17-10 in the first quarter. But then in the second quarter, we end up outscoring Natchez Valley 18-10, take a 28-27 lead into the halftime locker room. That second quarter fueled by 2 threes from Charlie Amick and another one from Lou Weaver, as well as the first quarter, Amick and Ellie Andrews contributing 3. So in that first half, we were hitting from the outside, and Natchez Valley did not have a great answer for us. Unfortunately, in the second half, they cut down on our 3-point scoring. We did not have a 3 after halftime, getting outscored 12-9 in the third quarter and then 20-10 in the fourth. But again, as mentioned, that fourth quarter is a little bit misleading, as the game was really quite close until, I want to say, really only with about 90 seconds left did the Rangers finally start to pull away, largely because we were fouling to try and keep the score close. So clearly some things had changed, because when we went up to Natchez Valley, we got blown out by the Rangers. Some differences: we had Lou Weaver available against Natchez Valley this last Tuesday, and she was unavailable when we took the road up to the Ranger home back on December 9th. So tonight, against a Wapato team that beat us fairly soundly, 76-26, back on December 12th, and let's go ahead and get that sheet out. Lady Hawks there led by 9 points again from Charlie Amick and 8 points from Ayala Bryant, who happily is in uniform. She's going to be available again for us tonight. But let's see. There we go. Yeah, the Wolves led by 16 points each from Kelly Strong and, from Jordan Bob and Faith Knorris. Kelly Strong was on a... No, do I have that? My numbers are wrong. Jordan Bob wasn't available. Yeah, that's right. Sorry, 16 points from Jordan Bob and Faith Knorris. I believe I have that right, as well as 19 points from their 5'10 sophomore guard, Brooke Alvarado. So obviously the key is going to be keeping Strong, Bob, Knorris, and Alvarado from scoring will. Alvarado, as I recall, also came off the bench for Wapato. And again, this Wapato team, they are tough. They are 8-1. They had been undefeated until this last weekend, when they end up getting beaten by Zilla here in Wapato, and the Leopards beat Wapato by 20. So Zilla continues to be pretty much, you know, undefeated at the top of the league, making life difficult for everybody. While we're here, let's go ahead and take a look at the SCAC scoreboard. Zilla is atop at 9-0, followed by Wapato at 8-1. Then Royal at 6-2, Cashmere and Natchez Valley both at 5-4. Again, Natchez Valley, that was a game that was winnable for us back on Tuesday. Then Kybee at 4-5, Connell at 2-7, then there we are at 1-8, and then Waluk at 0-9. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we'll have the SCAC scoreboard as well. Well, let's see. Actually, no. Let's go ahead and take a break. We'll be back with the scoreboard, and then eventually the starting lineups, the opening tip-offs, the Lady Hawks getting ready to take on the Wapato Wolves up here in the Yakima Valley. Back with more. You're listening to Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC. You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Let's go ahead and take a look at the SCAC scoreboard as the PA guy is starting to warm up his pipes. This last Tuesday, this Wapato team went to Connell and beat the Lady Eagles 52-32, as mentioned earlier. Natchez Valley beat College Plays 59-47, and the game was closer than that score indicates.
Cashmere went to Zilla, and the Leopards stayed undefeated, beating the Bulldogs 60-35. We'll be playing Cashmere next Friday. And then Waluk, the poor Warriors, they're still looking for that first league win in years. They go to Benton City and end up getting beaten by the Bears 62-20. In other action this evening, Connell is going to be at Cashmere. Zilla is at Royal. And Natchez Valley will be hosting Kybee. And, oh, man. They're announcing. So already they're announcing lineups. So we'll go ahead and keep it right here and mention the folks coming off the bench for College Place. Charlie Amick is unavailable. She did not make the trip. Coming off the bench for us will be Ayala Bryant. It'll be good to have her back and available. Grayson Tom will be coming off the bench, as will the freshman Harper Amick and the freshman Bree Smith. CeCe Perks is listed as being on the roster, but I see she came out with an ice pack and taking care of her right ankle, so she may not actually be available. Coming off the bench for Wapato will be a 5'7 guard and number 15, Lola Weaver, a 5'10 post, number 20, Brianna Meninick, a 5'7 senior, and number 21, Kaylee Haber, a 5'7 senior post, and number 23, Leanna Arispe, a 5'10 sophomore guard, and Brooke Alvarado, leading scorer, back on December 12th. A senior guard, number 25, Aelia John, and then finally a 5'4 freshman, and number 33, Jocelyn Bibles. And looking at the starting lineups, Wapato will put out a 5'10 junior guard, and number 3, Callie Strong, a 5'6 sophomore guard, and number 10, Jordan Bob, a 5'11 senior post, and number 12, Faith Kenoris, a 5'4 junior guard, and number 22, Taylor Tillichwatz. And finally, rounding things out for the Lady Wolves will be a 5'10 junior post, number 31, Erlyn Grable. For the Lady Hawks, we're going to have at guard the 5'5 senior, number 2, Bertukin Durand. And then the quarterback will continue to be the 5'5 senior, number 5, Lou Weaver. And we've got the 5'6 senior, number 10, Ellie Andrews. We need her getting hot from outside. And we're going to have the 5'9 sophomore, Carly Ray, starting again for the second game in a row. She had 6 points for us against Natchez Valley. I believe that was a career high for her on Tuesday. And then finally, rounding things out will be the 5'7 sophomore, number 21, Emma Niemeyer. Let's see. Annie Watson is not available. As mentioned, Charlie Amick did not make the trip. She is not on the roster. And while CeCe Perks is on the roster, she has been icing an ankle and will probably be unavailable. We're going to take a break to honor the flag, and then we'll be back with the opening tip-off. You're listening to Lady Hawk Basketball from Wapato right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Hard work necessary. Long days and nights required. Weekends and holidays a must. Sounds like a help wanted ad for your Carrier comfort system, right? Let Grassy Refrigeration make the job easier with a planned service agreement. We'll routinely check to make sure all components are running efficiently and uncover any potential problems before your system needs a leave of absence. Plus, you'll benefit from priority service and a discount on Carrier parts and labor. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Hopper Specialty Meats is Walla Walla's newest retail butcher shop. We specialize in traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and smoked in our state-of-the-art smokehouse. Hopper Specialty Meats draws from American and Northern European traditions. We make classic charcuterie and old world sausage with real wood smoke. If you really want to know how the sausage is made, well, our cutting room is visible right from the retail shop. Hopper Specialty Meats, 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today. You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Getting ready for the tip-off, Carly Ray is going to step into the center circle against the junior. She's going to be stepping in against the senior, there we go, the senior post, number 12, Faith Canaris.
Okay.
Reps are ready. We're still letting the band. There we go. Now the ref stepping into center circle. There's the whistle, and Canaris tips in the backcourt to Tillichwatz. Tillichwatz will give on the left wing to Callie Strong. Pulls up for three off the side of the rim. No good. And Lou Weaver will come down with a long rebound. Just underway up here in Wapato. Lou with Bob coming out on her. Gives to Ellie Andrews on the right wing. Ellie now to Bertukin at the top. Fakes the three. Drives into the keep. Wanted to feed Weaver. So that's going to be tipped by Tillichwatz. Tipped back to her. She'll then feed down the right wing down to, that was, I believe, Callie Strong. Yep, that was Callie Strong down the right block. And it's 2-0. Wapato as Weaver comes up the court and then ends up getting tripped. And saying white 12. They're saying that foul is on Canoris. Was nowhere near that play. Then Faith Canoris is going to be called for her first foul. So Weaver will take it out in front of the scorekeepers. She feeds to Ray, hands back off to Weaver, dribbling on the left wing. Now to Duran, to Ray on the right wing, in the corner to Ellie Andrews. Andrews, down low to Ray, wants to drive baseline, did manage to get in, but lost the handle on her dribble. It's going to be stolen by Tillichwatz. Tillichwatz directing traffic, now pulling up the top. Wants to drive into the key, gets cut off, going to feed to, and that was Grable on the right wing. Then going to feed to Bob in the key, kicks out to Tillichwatz. Tillichwatz in the right corner. Now to Bob. Yep, for a long three. Goes in and out, no good. Ray will come down with the rebound. She'll feed Weaver. Going up court to Ellie Andrews, who pulled up for three and traveled before she set her feet. Yeah, she had a clear look at the bucket. The three, fortunately or unfortunately, was no good. So Tillichwatz will take it out in front of her coach, Shay Schimmel. And she'll hand off to Strong. Strong on the left now to Tillichwatz. Tillichwatz then in the corner to Grable. Grable goes down low to 12. That shot is no good, but Bob is there for the offensive rebound and putback, making it 4-0 Wapato. And we're going to press the inbounds as Duran manages to get across the timeline. She'll now feed to Emma Niemeyer, makes a drive baseline, instead hands off to Weaver, drives into the key, cross court to Ellie. She had the three, decided not to take it. Then wants to feed Weaver, ends up driving baseline, pulling up from 12 off the rim, no good. Rebound. I want to say Niemeyer has it stripped and stolen by Tillichwatz. Tillichwatz then going to come up, is going to feed Grable on the left wing. Then feed to Canoris down into the key. Her shot hangs on the rim and then drops, no good. Ray will come down with a rebound. 4-0 Wapato, 5:50 to go here in the first. Pass ends up getting tipped, tracked down by Niemeyer, who then feeds it directly to Canoris, who then feeds Strong down the right wing, gets cut off by Ray. Ray prevents it from making the bucket, and rebound, Emma Niemeyer. Heads-up play by Carly Ray. Good hustle getting back down there. As Weaver just flat-out left the ball behind her. As Strong is then going to feed Bob in transition and down the right lane. Bob's going to lay it up and in, making it 6-0 Wapato, and they will press the inbound again. Ray has it in the backcourt. Carly goes up Niemeyer, and we get behind the defense. We got a 3-on-2 break. Niemeyer's going to drive into the key, feed back to Weaver. Weaver, and on the danger of going over and back, ends up drawing a foul from Jordan Bob. Bob will pick up her first personal, second team foul, and Weaver will take it out far sideline. 5:10 to go in the first. Lady Hawks trail 6-0. Inbound to Ray, handoff to Weaver. Now Weaver's going to need some help. And then she feeds Niemeyer, driving baseline, and puts the ball off of Duran's foot. It ends up going on the ground. Bob's going to come up with it. She'll feed Tillichwatz, then feed Strong in transition. She's got to pull back up, then puts up a swinging shot from about 8 feet and drops it. Strong and Bob are counting for all 8 points. And then on the inbounds, it gets tipped out of bounds by Grable. Ray, inbound short to Durand. She'll feed back to Ray in the backcourt. Carly's going to need some help. Now Lou Weaver's going to come up, almost lose it up, then the ref interfered. And then he says it's off the sideline and gives it to Wapato, and he's right in front of me, so I can't tell him what I'm really thinking. So Tillichwatz will take it out right next to Julie Hill. And she'll feed to Strong. 6-0 Wapato. 8-0 Wapato. I beg your pardon. As Tillichwatz launches a left wing three and hits the Hank Warden Edward Jones bomb, making it 11-0. And then Grable again tips the inbounds out of bounds. Lady Hawks will try again.
How 4 seconds got off the shot clock, I'll have no idea. Weaver evades Bob. She's going to drive into the key, pull up from about 12, swirls in and out, no good, and Grable will come down with the rebound. Now up court with Strong, down the left wing, cross court, then to Bob, who's got to go back out and track it down. She'll then pull up for three. That's way long. As Andrews comes down with the rebound, gets slammed by Grable, how is there, or by Canoris, how is there not a call there? Then goes up court to Duran, then in the corner to Emma Niemeyer. Fakes the three, drives baseline, and then wanted to feed Carly Ray. It is end up going off of Grable. 3:49 to go in the first. Ayala Bryant is going to get her first action in over a week as she'll spell Emma Niemeyer. And Ellie Andrews will take it out in front of the Wapato bench. Gives in close to Weaver. Redhead dribbling around on the left wing to Bryant. She'll pull up for three. That's going to be off the backboard, no good. Scramble for the rebound, ends up being brought down by Canoris. She'll feed Tillichwatz, then goes up court to Strong. Tied up by Bryant. Strong pulling back out, feeds to Bob on the right wing for three. Off the side of the rim, no good. Scramble for the rebound. It's going to end up being picked up by Tillichwatz. Bryant almost gets it. Then feeds to Bob, who then drives down the left block and lays it up and in. Bob now with 6 points. And it is 13-0 Wapato. Weaver up court to Bryant. And then wanted to feed Duran, instead feeds it straight to Strong. And then coming up the court, she's going to be pushed by Duran just to stop the break. 3:08 to go in the first. Lady Hawks trail 13-0 against a tough Wapato Wolf team. Strong will take the inbound. And on the left wing, Tillichwatz. Back to Strong at the top. She'll pull up for three. And that ball might have been tipped by Lou Weaver. Bryant's going to end up coming down with the rebounds. One thing the Wolfpack does not do is they don't press or they don't fight for offensive rebounds. And as Bryant was coming up the court, they're going to say she got fouled on the floor. Fouled by Canoris. That'll be her second personal. So Weaver will take it out baseline. Jocelyn Bibles to check in for Wapato. As will Grayson Tawn, whom we haven't seen for a little while. She'll spell Carly. No, she'll spell Batuk and Duran. Canoris will go to the bench, being replaced by Bibles. So Weaver now will take it out baseline. Goes long to Ellie Andrews. Oh, she had the three. She decided not to take it. Now to Ray at the top. Now to Bryant on the right wing. She'll pull up for three. Looks good. Too long. Tip rebound's going to be lost out of bounds. Last touch by Carly Ray. So Tillichwatz will inbound Strong. And Strong will walk it up. Now give on the right wing to Tillichwatz. Tillichwatz then down to, that was Grable. Swing around to Strong. Now to Bibles. Strong at the top. Strong going right and then left to Bibles on the left wing for three. Off the back of the rim, no good. But Grable comes down with a rebound, feeds Tillichwatz from 18. That also is too long. Bibles again comes down with a long rebound. Loose ball ends up being stolen by Weaver. She's getting behind everybody, and she's going to lay it up and in. To wipe that goose egg off the board. It is 13-2 Wapato as Grable drives down the right lane. Pulls back out. Now to Tillichwatz, who they're going to say traveled. Emma Niemeyer to check back in. As will Batuk and Durand. They're going to spell Weaver. And I don't know. Oh, there we go. Carly Ray is going to go to the bench. He's going to say, we got six girls out there. So Bryant will take it out far sideline. And that, no, it's going to be running out of time. Ends up going way long to Lindsay Taunt, or Grayson Taunt, who does manage to track it down. But now she's trapped in the corner. She's got Tillichwatz all over her, and her pass is going to be errant. Oh, picked up back by Bryant. Now feeding Niemeyer. Now in the corner to Bertukin with Bibles on her. Cross court to Ellie. It's going to be tipped out of bounds by Tillichwatz. 15 on the shot clock. It'll be college boys basketball. So Leandros will take it out far sideline, feeds to Duran with Bibles coming out on her, and then wanted to feed Andrews, who wasn't looking for it. Bob will pick up the loose ball coming up the court. It's going to be picked up by Strong, then to Graybolt, back to Strong, left corner three, Strong with a Hank Ward number Jones three, making it 16-2 as Andrews had to lose her dribble, so give to Duran in the backcourt with Bibles chasing her, then goes up court to Grayson Tawn, who then got fouled by Tillichwatz.
I just went, yep. And foul will be on Telequats. That'll be her first personal. Fourth team foul with 1:24 to go in the first. Wolfpack will now bring in Brianna Meninick, who will spell Telequats. As Ton will take it out far sideline, she'll feed to Bertukin. Now back to Ton, dribbling to the top, loses the handle on her dribble. Going to be tipped. Grayson chases it back down. Now she'll feed to Bertukin. Then cross to Emma Niemeyer in the left corner. Emma dribbling to the top. Cross court to Ayla Bryant. Wanted to make a drive and ended up losing the ball out of bounds. She wanted to drive on Meninick, but she lost the handle on the ball. So bobble inbound to Strong. I don't think Kelly Strong was available back on December 12th. Bob has the ball on the left wing. Now goes cross court to Bibles, who wants to drive in. Lost the ball trying to go up in the key, and Bryant will pick up the loose ball. So they'll go cross court to Niemeyer. Under 50 seconds to go in the quarter. Lady Hawks trail 16-2 to Ton with the ball on the left wing. Now she'll feed to Bertukin at the top. Now cross out to Emma Niemeyer. Fake drives into the key. Got behind. Yeah. That's what we're talking about. Emma Niemeyer. With the second bucket. That makes it 16-4 as Strong launches an NBA three off the back of the rim. No good. As Graybull goes over Emma Niemeyer. Nope. Sorry. That was Meninick goes over Emma Niemeyer. They don't call that. And then her second effort ends up making it, so Meninick gets the bucket and the and one with a foul on Bertukin Duran. That'll be your second personal. But Meninick clearly went over Emma Niemeyer's back. There was no call there. Meninick's and one is off the back of the rim. No good. As Bryant will come down with a rebound with 20 seconds to go in the first quarter. Emma Niemeyer coming down the left wing. Hands off to Ton, now at the top to Bryant, swing around to Ellie, to Bertukin in the right corner. Found Ton down low! And her lay-in's a bit too strong. As Graybull will come down with the rebound, then feed Bob, is going to get cut off. But then she ends up feeding Meninick, whose put-up is in and out, no good. And after one quarter of play, well, it's going to be all Lady Wolves. Wapato 18, College Place 4, after one quarter of play. We'll be back with a second. You're listening to Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla, L&G Ranch Supply.
As a KGDC listener, you already know about our efforts to redeem the culture with top-quality news talk programs and the finest radio features like Breakpoint and the Focus on the Family Minute. If you're a business owner as well, consider advertising on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM and KGDC 2 102.3 FM. Sponsoring our exclusive football coverage for the Wahai Blue Devils, the College Place Hawks, and the DeSales Fighting Irish will grow your business. To learn more, call 386-7117. That's 386-7117.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Lady Hawks trail 18-4 after one quarter of play up here in Wapato as Weaver, who's checked back in, will take the inbound feed to Carly Ray on the right wing. Looking for something to open up down low, then almost gets tied up. Then she pulls into the key, puts a shot from the free throw line off the back of the rim. No good. Bibles will come down with a long rebound. She comes running down the right wing, slices past Lou Weaver, and they're going to call a blocking foul. A debatable call. Weaver was set, but they're going to call a foul on her, at least I believe on her. Yes? Yeah. So Louie Weaver will pick up her first personal, and Jocelyn Bibles will go to the line for two. This is the first formal trip. The Wolves, they did have an and-one opportunity. Bibles hits the first to make it 19-4. Bibles, a couple spin dribbles, and launches an air ball. She skips back with a smile on her face, recognizes she didn't put quite enough mustard on that one. As we continue to press the inbound, and Duran feeds to Ray. Ray is actually going to bring it up the court, and she'll feed to Ayla Bryant, who then drives baseline. Lay-in doesn't hit anything.
as Niemeyer will come down with the rebound to Duran to Weaver at the top for three. Swirls in and out, no good. Bryant goes out of bounds to get the rebound, then feeds Weaver, drives into the key, and puts it up from about eight. Lou Weaver with her second bucket of the game. Making it 19-6, Wapato. Bob on the right wing for an NBA three off the back of the rim. No good. Bryant will come down to the rebound, hand off to Duran. Duran then up court to Niemeyer. Niemeyer stutter-stepping, driving baseline, got past her defender and lays it up and in. Emma Niemeyer, and we're going to have a timeout. Chase Schimmel doesn't like what he's seeing. 6:57 to go in the half. Lady Hawks trail 19-8 up here in Wapato. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Lady Hawk basketball right here on 102.3 FM. KGDC2.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of products and services to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Give security, peace of mind, and so much more with a gate from Doyle Electric. Whether you need added security for your community, home, or business, a gate will enhance your security and is convenient. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
19-8 Wapato here in Wapato. And let's see, what was that looking like after one? Yeah, let's see. We were down 22-6 after one back at home. So we weren't putting up as much, but we also weren't giving up as much. So I call it a wash, I guess. And they signal a 30-second timeout. And, of course, they take 60. But now we're ready to go. Lady Hawks in those road blacks with the orange lettering. And Wapato will have the ball after the timeout. And Bob will inbound to Strong. Strong will lock it up. Now on the left wing to Bibles. Bibles then to Grable in the left corner. Back out to Strong at the top. Swinger on to Bob on the right. She drives into the key. Muscles past Lou Weaver. Shot is a bit too strong. And Emma Niemeyer was in position for the rebound. But they're going to call Jordan Bob for the foul on her. Bob will pick up her second personal. She and Faith Norris both have two, and that'll bring Tillaquats off the bench, and she'll spell Bob. So Shea Schimmel doesn't like running his girls with two fouls this early in the game, it seems, as Ray will inbound to Duran, feed back to Ray. Carly up court to Emma, and it was too low. Loose ball. Tillaquats will pick it up, give on the right wing to Grable on the right wing for three, and hits. Grable, man, that's her first shot of the game, and it's Hank Wharton, Edward Jones, three. As Duran gets the ball up top, now feed to Niemeyer, drives into the key, puts the ball off the side of the backboard, no good, and Grable will come down with the rebound. She'll feed Bibles, who wants to run down the left wing. She does manage to get it down to, can't see who, but it was an errant pass. Bryant's going to pick up the loose ball. She'll then feed Weaver, who in transition goes up against four, ends up losing her dribble, gathers it back in, then puts a move on Grable, gets a shot off, ends up being no good, and Grable will come down with a rebound. To Tillaquats, to Strong on the left wing, to Bibles in the corner, at the top, Tillaquats. Now, Meninic, now to Strong from about 8 feet on the baseline. And Strong now has 9 points. 24-8, Wapato as Weaver. Coming up now, feed Niemeyer, Emma. Looking for something. Oh, wanted to feed Ray. It's going to be tipped and stolen by Grable. Did not take those arms of hers into consideration. Tillaquats to Bibles on the left wing. Back to Tillaquats. Crosses Strong on the right. Now in the corner to Grable from about 15. In and out, no good. Meninic will chase down the rebound to Tillaquats. Tillaquats stuck in the left corner. Now feeds out to Strong. Cross to Grable. In the right corner to Bibles. Bibles at the top to Strong. 18 on the shot clock. Strong wanting dribble and now pulling back out. Bertukin coming out on her. Now dribbling left. Now wants to drive into the key. Now kicks up to Tillaquats, left wing three. Nothing but net. Taylor Tillaquats with a Hank Wharton, Edward Jones three. 27-8 as Weaver drives past Tillaquats, drives into the key, and they're going to call a blocking foul on the floor, I believe, on Bibles. Yep. Bibles will pick up her first personal. Ellie Andrews and Grayson Tan to check in to spell Emma Niemeyer and Carly Ray. So Weaver will take it out baseline. with a fresh 30. Gives to Ayla Bryant for a long two. Barely touched the rim and then ended up going out of bounds. Ayla's shooting touch is a little rusty here after about a week off. So Strong, I'll take the inbound and walk it up. 4:39 to go in the half. Lady Hawks fell 27-8. To Mininick, who had to chase after it. To Grable, to Strong at the top of the key. Drives in, gets cut off by Andrews. Now feeds to Bible. She wants to drive in. Instead feeds to Tillichwatz. Lost the ball. Gathers it back in. And Weaver's going to steal it from her. Weaver now is going to drive past Strong. Lay-in is too strong. Tillichwatz then will come down with the rebound. Feed to Bibles down the left wing. Wanted to feed Mininick in transition, and it goes off Ayla Bryant's leg. Kaylee Haber will check in for her first action, as will a senior guard, Ayelia John. Changing out Mininick, and they got six girls out there. Yeah, Bible's going to go to the bench now. And then Strong thought she was coming off, as Tillichwatz feeds it to Strong for a right-wing NBA three off the back of the rim, no good. And Bryant had position on Grable for the rebound. Feeds Duran. Duran to Ellie Andrews on the right wing with Grable coming. Oh, nice thinking. Wanted to feed a driving Ella Bryant, just led her a little too far. Brilliant idea. Just give it another 2 feet and it's an easy lay-in. As it is Strong to Tillichwatz on the right wing. Then in the corner to, that was Haber? Yep, Kaylee Haber from about 15 gets her first bucket of the game. We're going to have a timeout with 3:47 to go in the half. The Lady Hawks trailing 29-8 up here in Wapato. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Whether you know of us through positive online reviews or recommendations from friends, our team at American Air Heating and Cooling is eager to make you our next satisfied customer. We're pleased to offer planned maintenance, field repairs, and air quality improvements. We are the only independent train dealer in the Walla Walla Valley. It's hard to stop a train. Visit us online at wallawallaair.com and follow us on social media. Call American Air Heating and Cooling today at 509-525-1339. That's 525-1339.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Lady Hawks trail 29-8 as Brian will inbound to Durand and then goes up court. It's going to be tipped out of bounds by Haber. So we'll take it out far sideline. Weaver, that electric red hair of hers. With everyone in close. Now we can't figure out what play we want to run. Now we're going to feed to Duran. Now feed to Bryant. Bryant down low. Oh, nice. Oh, fed Ellie Andrews down low and couldn't quite handle the pass. Loose ball picked up by Bryant and then stolen by Strong. Then it's going to go out of bounds off of Strong. So neither girls team taking good care of the ball in this particular possession. Leanna Arispe to check in to spell Grable. Bibles will check back in and spell Strong for Wapato. This time, Ellie Andrews will take it out far sideline. She'll give in close to Bertukin. Durand now pulling up. Now she'll feed to Bryant and almost has it stolen by Haber. Bryant's going to pick it back in and pull up for about 16. Puts it off the back of the rim. No good. Long rebound's going to end up being tracked down by Bryant herself. As that was actually John who was harassing her. Now to Andrews on the left wing. 19 on the shot clock. Ellie dribbling back and forth. The Bible's coming out on her to Durand in the left corner. Cross court to Lou Weaver. Free for three. Instead, she drives into the key. Euro steps in. Oh, puts it off the back of the rim. No good. But then Grayson Tom's going to steal the rebound from Haber. As then Andrews will put it up from 16 and bank it home. Making it 29-10 as Bibles on the left wing to Tillichwatz to, that was John on the left wing. Back to Tillichwatz at the top to Bibles on the right wing. Drives in, instead hands off to Haber. Swing around to Tillichwatz. Tillichwatz kind of on the right wing with Weaver coming out on her to John. Drives into the key, right-handed underhand scoop shot down the left block. Manages to make a drop. Ayelia John with her first bucket of the game. As Weaver will come up, drives past Tillichwatz. And then she'll cross across to Ellie on the right wing. Can't get the three off to Durand in the corner. Cross court to Weaver. Weaver with 14 on the shot clock coming up on 2 minutes on the halftime game clock. Oh, wanted to feed Grayson Tawn. Instead, it's going to be stolen by Ayelia John. And as she comes up, she got fouled by a trailing Graceland. Just, I believe it was on Tawn. Yes, it was. M&E Meyer to check in. As will Carly Ray
spelling Ellie Andrews, and got six girls out there. Somebody's got to go in. Okay, it's going to be Ayla Bryant. There we go. So Arizpe will take it out baseline for Wapato. Feeds to Tillichwatz on the right wing. Back to Arizpe. Drives down into the key. Feeds to Haber. Now swing around to Bibles. Now to Tillichwatz. Now on the left wing to Haber. Pulls up for left wing three. That was an air ball. The problem is it was off of Grace Linton. Ouch. 18 on the shot clock as Tillichwatz will take it out baseline for Wapato. To Arizpe. Swing around to Haber. No, that's not. That's Tillichwatz. Now in the right corner for three. Off the back of the rim. No good. Niemeyer will come down with the rebound. And we almost end up losing the ball, but Duran managed to gather it in. Then goes up court to Niemeyer. Led the pass too far. He turned the ball over. Nice idea, though. As Tillichwatz will take it out far sideline. Inbound close to John. John with Weaver on her. Now to Bibles on the right wing for three. That didn't even touch the rim. And Grayson Ton takes the gift rebound. She'll feed to Durand. As Durand will pull up on the right wing with Haber on her. Now to Weaver at the top. And then drives into the key. Pulls up from 18. Got blocked by John. Then picked up by Arizpe. She ends up going cross court to Bibles. Bibles dribbling to the top to John on the right wing. That's almost going to be stolen by Weaver. John's going to pick it back up to Tillichwatz. Swing around to Haber. Now down low to Bibles. Now back out to Haber. Tillichwatz wanting to drive into the key. Gets tied up. Pulls up from 15. And they're going to call her for a travel. That's her second traveling turnover of the evening. 45 seconds to go in the half. Lady Hawk Trail 31-10. As Weaver, working on Bibles, crosses the timeline. On the left wing, Niemeyer. Niemeyer now to Durand in the left corner. Oh, fed a driving Carly Ray, who got behind everybody, and John fouled her. As the shot went wildly out of bounds, I was going to say, you got to have a foul there. And sure enough, they're going to call Aelia John for her first personal. So that'll put Carly Ray to the line. And it has to be said, Carly Ray went like 0 for 10 against Natchez Valley. And she banks that one home. That a girl. Making it 31-11. Oh, the sophomore getting a couple dribbles in. Well, that one was nothing but net. It was the wrong side of the rim. And so Arizpe will inbound to Tillichwatz. Tillichwatz. You got 3 seconds between the shot clock and the game clock. Gives on the right wing to John, then in the corner to Haber. Now back to John. Now downloaded to Rizpe. Back out to Tillichwatz. To John. Drives in. Drives out. Looks at Tillichwatz. Tillichwatz looking at the clock. To John for a right wing three. Swirls in and out. No good. As Ray will come down with the rebound and then gets tied up. Still has the ball. Now she puts it on the ground and loses it out of bounds. 3.9 seconds to go in the half, and Wapato has to go the length of the court. As Arizpe will feed to Tillichwatz, and Tillichwatz is content. Oh, wait, she doesn't have to go the length of the court. I beg your pardon. She goes up 3-point line, puts up a right-handed discus shot that ends up being no good, and the first half comes to an end, and it has been all Wapato. Wolfpack 31, Lady Hawks 11 after one half of play. We'll be back with totals and a breakdown of the first half. When we return here from Wapato, you're listening to College Place Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
At Walla Walla Transmission, we specialize in automatic and manual transmission repair and replacement. But that's not all we are known for. We also provide complete automotive repair and diagnostic services and can fix pretty much anything. Hi, Zach Doty here. You don't go from doctor to doctor for your health needs or from lawyer to lawyer for your legal needs. In the same way, we want to be your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
Like humans, poor dental health in pets can lead to bad breath, tooth loss, infections, malnutrition, and a host of other medical problems. Your veterinarian can show you how to keep your pet's teeth clean and healthy, as well as provide dental care when it is needed. Make regular dental care a part of a comprehensive health care plan for your pets today. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
So up there in Wapato, up here in the Yakima Valley, the Lady Hawks trail 31-11 to second place Wapato. Wapato been ripping through the league. With the exception of Zilla, no one has an answer for the Leopards, not even the Wolfpack. So offensively, well, it's been something of a struggle bus against Wapato as it has been in the past. Let's go ahead and take a look at the unofficial scoring summary. And Wapato has it kind of spread around. Kaylee Haber with 2 points. Brianna Meninick with 2 points. Ayelia John with 2 points. And got to mention Jocelyn Bibles with 1 point. Erlyn Grable, one shot. She has 3 points. Taylor Tillichwatz with 6 points. 2 threes. Jordan Bob with 6 points. And Kelly Strong, their 5'2 junior guard, who I don't believe played against us back home. Leading all scorers on the court with 9 points. For the Lady Hawks, Carly Ray with 1 point. Ellie Andrews with 2 points. Lou Weaver and Emma Niemeyer both with 4 points. And to some extent, it's a matter of slowing down Callie Strong, but the reality is that Wapato, it's slowing down the Wapato offense. They're real quick at moving the ball up the court, and they have pressed us to some extent. We've done fairly well in managing their press. They haven't been super aggressive with it. And the other thing Wapato does not do is they do not fight for offensive rebounds. The difficulty is that in getting our half-court offense started, we have had a tendency to turn the ball over, both in terms of making moves off of the dribble and also in trying to find the passing lanes. Wapato, very good in their half-court defense in getting hands in the passing lanes and putting on pressure on the ball handler and sometimes on the receiver himself, and we end up subsequently turning the ball over. So if we can find a way to make our half-court offense a bit more efficient and then just overall slow down the Wapato offense, we can at least maybe play perhaps better into this. 20 points down when we're having trouble scoring points, just 11 points at halftime, it might be a struggle for us to get back in the game. But Wapato at 8-1, they've been tough in the SCAC. We're going to take another break, and when we come back, we'll have the SCAC scoreboard and standings. When we return here from Wapato, the Lady Hawks trail 31-11 here at halftime. We'll be back with more. You're listening to Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. We're always looking for ways to stand out from the competition and deliver an unmatched experience for every customer. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. And as always, enjoy fresh baked cookies, popcorn, and our custom coffee selections while you're here. So schedule today or just stop by. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good.
Listening to classical music on the radio is almost a religious experience. For far too long, however, the only way to experience classical music on the radio was via NPR. KHSS2 94.1 FM changes all of that. Walla Walla's Classic FM brings you beautiful classical music, real news at the top of every hour, and daily features that are uplifting and informative. KHSS2 Classic FM will change the way you listen to the radio. Check out Walla Walla's Classic FM at 94.1 on your FM dial.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plaza Way Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
At Les Schwab, we've been changing the tire game for more than 70 years. We design our own exclusive tires to give you more tires made for the roads you drive, less compromise. All backed by America's best tire warranty included in every tire we sell. It's more unbeatable tire warranty, less charging you extra, like the other guys. It's all about you getting more from less. Stop by or book an appointment at leschwab.com.
1735 Southeast Meadowbrook in College Place. Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Back here live at Wapato up in the Yakima Valley. The Lady Hawks trail the Lady Wolf Pack 31-11. Let's go ahead and take a look at the SCAC standings and scoreboard. Zilla. Now they continue to hunker top at 9-0, 12-1. They've only lost one game all year. Followed by this Wapato team at 8-1. Both those teams were undefeated last weekend, and then Zilla came in here to Wapato and beat the Wolfpack by 20. That's just how good the Leopards are. Then comes Royal at 6-2, then Cashmere and Natchez Valley both at 5-4, and then Natchez Valley, a team that we played awful tough this last Tuesday. Followed by Kai B at 4-5, then Connell at 2-7, then us at 1-8, and then Waluke. Poor Lady Warriors still trying to find the first league win in years. They are 0-9. In games from earlier this week, this Wapato team went to Connell and beat the Lady Eagles 52-32. Cashmere went to Zilla, and the Leopards won easily 60-35. We'll be traveling to Cashmere next Friday. And then Waluke got manhandled by the Kybe Bears in Benton City, 60-20. In other games this evening, Zilla is at Royal, Cashmere is hosting Connell, and Kybe will be at Natchez Valley. Saturday, Lady Hawks will have off. Got a bunch of non-league action going on. Wapato at Tulalip Heritage up around near Marysville. Brewster will be at Cashmere, and Connell will be at Granger. Our next game is going to be a non-league game this next Tuesday, a 5:30 tip-off against Garfield Palouse. That's got to be a little. We got some road trips next week between Garfield Palouse and Cashmere. We're going to be bussing quite a bit, and that's not bussing. And I know that's been a relatively recent slang addition. And me being as old as I am, I can't tell you what that means. We are ready to start the second half. Wapato will have the ball as Tillaquats. And they're going to let her get her uniform set, I guess. What are we waiting for? Are you ready now? Yeah, they're telling Wapato they got to tuck their uniforms in. And Faith Gnoris is just paying lip service. No. Kind of paying lip service to that. As finally we're ready to go as Tillaquats inbound Strong. And Strong give on the right wing to Jordan Bob, who's checked back in. Now down low to Gnoris. Wants to back down against Ray. And now she wants to drive in, then ends up driving into the key and gets off a tough shot that goes in and out no good as Duran will come down with a rebound. She'll then feed Niemeyer with Tillaquats coming out of here. Niemeyer then wants to drive all the way in and, oh, gets it off the backboard and doesn't drop.
That was a great drive to the bucket, though. Still a quads, then feeds to Strong with a three-on-one transition. Oh! Goes up against Lou Weaver, who got the block, but also put a body on Strong. So Weaver will pick up her second personal. Clean hand block, but put the body on Kelly Strong. So Strong go to the line for the first time. The Wolfpack are 1-for-3 from the line so far. Lady Hawks 1-for-2. Strong with two quick dribbles and a spin and hits the first. Strong now with 10 points. 32-11 Wapato. 7:28 to go in the third. Strong's second free throw swirls in and out, no good. But, oh, Canoris comes down with a rebound stripped by Weaver. Weaver simply needs to be Tillaquat, so she's going to drive down, then back up. Oh! She hits it on the baseline and got fouled by Tillaquat. So Tillaquat will pick up her second personal. Lou Weaver gets the bucket, and now the opportunity for the and one. As mentioned earlier, Lady Hawks 1-for-2. And the redhead makes us 2-for-3. Hits the and one. 32-14, Wapato. Tillaquat coming up with Niemeyer swiping at her to Strong on the right wing with Weaver coming out on her. Now Tillaquat's at the top. Tillaquat with Niemeyer again coming out on her. Tillaquat almost stolen by Weaver. Tillaquat gathers it back in to feed to Grable. Then to Canoris, who wants to drive baseline. Are they going to call blocking foul? Yeah, they're going to call blocking foul on Carly Ray. The reality is that she really grabbed Canoris. As Carly Ray will pick up her first personal. And Tillaquat's take it out baseline with a fresh 30. Out to Bob on the left wing for three. Way long. And Weaver will come down with the rebound. Weaver coming down the right wing. Double clutches on Tillaquat and banks it home down the left block. It was Lou Weaver. Tillaquat's not great on defense on Lou Weaver. Strong comes barreling in. Now hands off to Grable. Now to Tillaquat's at the top. Tillaquat's to Strong, wanting to drive in, back down on Weaver. Kicks out to Tillaquat's left wing three, nothing but net. It is Taylor Tillaquat's, her third. Hank Warden, Edward Jones, three of the game. As Duran goes down court to Ray, now across to Duran, now to Ellie Andrews, got free for three. It's off the back of the rim, no good. Tip rebound, oh! Almost got down by Emma Niemeyer. Ends up going on the deck. Duran comes up with it and then puts it off of Canoris out of bounds. Ayala Bryant to check in. And she'll spell Emma Niemeyer. So Weaver will take it out at the end of our bench. Pretty much at the corner. And the redhead feeds to Ellie Andrews. Ellie, oh, wanted to feed Ray. It's going to instead tipped and cherry-picked by Canoris. And then puts the ball off of her own foot. It's going to be picked up by Ray. To Duran, who then will come up. Now cross court to Weaver. Fakes the three. Wants to drive in against Strong. Strong's going to pick back up. No, cross to Ayala Bryant, who got behind everybody. Can't make the lay-in. But then Ray's going to come down with a rebound. She goes up and gets cleanly blocked by Grable. She gets her own rebound, feeds Tillaquat, goes up court to Bob. Bob pulling up on the right wing. Now wants to drive into the key. Almost has it stolen. Going to go on the deck. We've got a jump ball. That is College Place basketball. That was good defense there by the Lady Hawks. As Duran will take it out in front of Shea Schimmel, the Wapato head coach. And inbound to the redhead Weaver. Lou with Strong coming out on her to Andrews, deep on the right wing. Now to Duran at the top. Now back to Andrews on the right wing. Now wanted to go down low to Ray. And instead, who is that? That is Canoris is going to step in and pick it up. She'll then feed Strong coming up the left wing. Now driving into the key. Got tied up by Weaver and loses the ball out of bounds. Called out a block. As Strong was trying to underhand lift it, and Weaver pretty much blocks it out of bounds. Tillaquat takes it up baseline. Wants to feed to Grable and said it's going to be slapped out of bounds by Bryant. How do you have 26 seconds on the shot clock? That is not right. We're going to have a timeout with 5:16 to go in the third, and Lady Hawks trailing 35-16 up here in Wapato. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Did you know that the first air conditioner was not created for cooling purposes? It was actually designed to control humidity. Air conditioners have come a long way since then, and they do so much more. The latest Carrier systems not only regulate moisture, they also keep you comfortably cool and improve indoor air quality. If you're in the market for a new air conditioner, ask the team at Grassy Refrigeration for their advanced options from Carrier. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
5:16 to go in the third, and Lady Hawks trail 35-16. Strong taking out baseline with way too much on the shot clock. Down low to Canoris on the left block, who got open, and she lays it up and in for her first bucket of the game. As Weaver will drive past Strong, goes up court to Andrews, step back three, and she got hacked by Canoris. So Ellie Andrews is going to go to the line for three. Canoris will pick up her third personal, and Ellie Andrews to the line for three. Lady Hawks are 2 for 3 so far this evening. Ellie, put that off the back of the rim, no good. As Grayson Tawn will check in for Ellie Andrews if she makes the last free throw. Ellie's second free throw is nothing but net. No, I take it back. No, she's checking in for Lou Weaver. I was premature. You've got to check in after the second to last free throw. Bible's getting ready to check in for Wapato. And Ellie's third free throw's off the back of the rim, but Ray will come down with a rebound, then gets tied up by Grable for a jump ball. So Bibles will check in for Wapato, and she'll spell Tillaquats. So Bibles will inbound to Strong, who will walk it up. Strong to Canoris. Oh, got put a nice spin move on Carly Ray and then drove down Broadway and laid it up and in. Canoris with her second bucket of the game. As Ray getting trapped by double team, manages to go up to Andrews, now goes down low to Bryant, who then pulls up from about 8 and gets blocked out of bounds by Grable. 19 on the shot clock, and Durand will take it out for us baseline. Durand. Oh, gets it down low to Tawn, goes up, kicks out to Andrews for corner three. Looked good, but it was off the front of the rim, no good. Grable chased down the long rebound, feet strong. Then goes up court to Bob, who got behind everybody. Yeah. Transition basketball. Bob with her first bucket since the first quarter. As Durand goes to Ray, who will bring it up the court. Now she'll hand off to Ellie. Now feed to Durand. Swing into the corner to Tawn for three. Off the front of the rim, no good. Bibles comes down with the rebound, has it stolen by Andrews. Feed to Durand. Cross to Tawn, loses it, feeds to Bryant at the top. Now to Ellie, left corner three, off the front of the rim, no good. Strong will come down the rebound, feed Bibles. Bibles coming down the left wing, bounce pass down to Bob. Gets cut off by Durand, and Durand's going to chase down the loose ball. Goes up court to Tawn, up court to Ray. Ray driving down against two. Oh, my goodness, great move to the bucket, lands a little too strong. Now we have an outlet to Bob. Trying to back down on Bryant. Got blocked by Bryant. Heads-up play by Ella Bryant. They had transition going on, and Ella got back and blocked Jordan Bob as Emma Niemeyer will check in for Carly Ray. 41-17 Wapato, however. 3:35 to go in the first. Strong will take it out baseline. 22 on the shot clock. Strong, oh, down low to Grable on the left block, who easily lays it up and in. Grable is 2 for 2 from the field. She's only taking 2 shots. She's got 5 points. As Bryant, oh, wanted to go up court, blocked by Bibles, picked up by Strong, and then coming up the court, Bryant's going to foul her to stop the fast break. And so Bryant will pick up her first personal, and Bibles will take it up baseline with a fresh 30. Too strong, swinging out to Canoris. Canoris then cornered Bibles. Bibles to Bob. Bob drew, oh, draw a baseline, put it up from 8, off the back of the rim, no good. Manages to get her own rebound, then pulls up from 10. That one swirls in and out, no good, but Grable is there for the offensive rebound and putback. Grable 3 for 3 from the field. As Bryant comes up the court, has it stolen by Strong, and then goes up court to Bob with Durand in pursuit. And Bertukin's going to pick up her third personal. Stopping Bob from getting the easy bucket. Bob will go to the line for the first time.
The Wolfpack are 1 for 5 from the line. Bob makes it 2 for 6. 46-17 Wapato, 2:51 to go in the third. Bob's second free throw. Bob's money. Bob's 2 for 2. As Strong will loiter in the backcourt to make life a little difficult, but Niemeyer will go up court to Bryant, then cross court to Andrews, pulls up from 12. And Ellie's cold tonight as Canoris comes down with a rebound, but then Grayson Taunt slaps it away and chases it down in the left corner. So Andrews has the ball, feed to Niemeyer on the right wing. And then wanted to feed Bryant. It's going to be tipped out of bounds by Strong, and we got a line change. Lordy. Let's see. Haber, Arizpe, Meninic, and Aelia John all checking in for Wapato. So who's the only one still left out there? Bibles. So no one who started the second half right now is out there for Wapato. As Bryant will inbound close to Grayson Tahn, goes cross-court to Durand. Duran wanted to drive in, hand off to Niemeyer in the corner, drives baseline, then wants to feed Bryant on the other side, and we end up losing the ball out of bounds. It's not the sort of ball movement we've been particularly effective at this season. As Haberl inbound to Bibles, then feed to John on the right wing, with Andrews coming out on her. John now at the top to Haber, swing around to Bibles on the left wing. Bibles now dribbling out to the top, 17 on the shot clock. To John. John wanting driving the key. Going to get tied up. She got tied up. Lost the ball. Going to be taken by Andrews. Now pulls up on the left corner. Now across court to Niemeyer. Hands off to Bryant. I think that pass was intended for in the first place. To Durand in the right corner for three. Bertuk and Durand with a Hank Warden Edward Jones three. It still makes it 47-20. Wapato as Bibles. We got a whistle. With Shea Schimmel wanting a timeout for Wapato. 1:42 to go in the third. Lady Hawks trail 47-20 up here in Wapato. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Hopper Specialty Meats in Walla Walla is a whole animal butchery working with top quality meats from local farmers. We offer custom cut and wrap services for beef, pork, lamb, and goat. Schedule your dates now by calling 509-520-8702. That's 520-8702. Hopper Specialty Meats is open weekdays from 8 to 6 and from 10 to 2 on Saturdays. Sign up for our email blast at our website at hoppermeats.com, located in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street in Walla Walla.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
1:42 to go in third quarter. Lady Hawks trail 47-20 as Haber feeds to Bibles on the left wing with Bryant coming out on her. Now drives in the corner. Duran's going to pick it up. Then feed to John, drives into the key, goes down the right block, lands a little bit not strong enough, and Bryant will come down with a rebound. Still then feed Durand. Durand on the left wing down to Niemeyer with Haber coming out on her. Wanted to go to Bryant, top of the key, pass going to be tipped, picked up by Durand. Now to Niemeyer, to Grayson Tahn, to Durand with Bibles all over her. Then in the corner to Bryant for three. That was short. And I don't know who got the rebound. We end up being Haber in transition. Gets blocked out of bounds by Ayala Bryant. In pursuit, Kaylee Haber took a little bit too long, and Ayala got all ball, knocking it out of bounds. Arizpe will take it out baseline. Under 60 seconds to go in the third. To Haber. Now to John at the top. John to Bibles on the right wing. Bibles, now dribbling to the top, drives into the key, puts up about 13, and manages to rattle it home. Bibles, with their first field goal of the game, making it 49-20. As Bryant will come up the left wing, now going to pull up, now feed to Tahn on the left wing, cross to Ellie Andrews, hand out to Emma Niemeyer, fakes the three, feed to Tahn on the left wing for three. Whoa, way long. Tip rebound going to be brought down by Bertuk and Durand. Shot goes in and out, no good, and Meninic will come down with the rebound, up court to Bibles, down the left wing. Bibles then cross to Haber, who's laying on the right block, drops. Haber with her second bucket of the game, making it 51-20 with 12 seconds to go. Niemeyer with the ball in the right corner. Niemeyer now putting the ball on the floor, dribbling to the top, now feed to Tahn. So she drives baseline, wants to cross to Durand. Instead, it's going to be stolen by John, but the clock will run out, and the third quarter comes to an end. The Lady Hawks still trailing. the Wolfpack up here in Wapato, 51-20. We'll be back with the fourth quarter. You're listening to Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla. L&G Ranch Supply.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Start of the fourth quarter, and Wapato just taking it to us. They lead 51-20 as Lady Hawks will have the ball to start as Carly Ray will feed to Lou Weaver. She then feeds in the corner to Isla Bryant, fakes the three, then drives in, pulls up from 15. That's too long. Carly Ray, however, there is the offensive rebound. She'll feed back to Weaver for a right wing three. Off the back of the rim, no good. Grayson Ton will come down with the rebound, and then she wanted to feed Isla Bryant and just put a little bit too much adrenaline on it. Oh, no, they're saying it was tipped by Wapato. All right. So Andrews will take it out more or less right in front of me. Given close to Weaver. Back to Ellie. She'll pull up for three. And that was nothing. Bryant goes out of bounds to get the ball, but tips the ball right back to Bibles, who then feeds Haber in transition and lays it up and in. Haber now with 6 points. As Weaver will bring it up with Haber coming out on her. Now to Carly Ray at the top of the key. Then she'll feed out to Andrews. Pass gets tipped. Ellie gathers it back in. Cross court. Nope. Pass going to be intercepted by John, who then feeds to Haber, feeds back to John, now kicks to, that was a Rizpe, drives into the key. Right-handed scoop shot is no good. They get the offensive rebound. Put back is no good, and this time Weaver almost comes down with the rebound. I'm going to say, it was tipped by Ayla John. They're going to say it's off Weaver. This ref has had vision problems tonight. As a Rizpe will take it out. How do you have a new shot clock with 27 on the shot clock? And wanted to feed down low to Meninic. It's going to be tipped out of bounds by Carly Ray. It's Carly Ray making her presence known more and more as the season wears on. There is pay. Take it out baseline. And feed to Haber. Almost lost it. Now back to John in the corner. Now back to Haber at the top. Haber now across to Arizpe. Arizpe at the top to Bibles. We're going to have another line change as the starting lineup is going to come in. Bibles drives into the key, kicks out to John. 10 seconds on the shot clock. She drives into the key. Might have been partially blocked. Somehow manages to get her own rebound. And then she fakes going out and then turns around and comes back in. Aaliyah John with her second bucket of the game. Weaver feeds to Andrews for a right wing three. And she is just ice cold tonight. That's barely off the front of the rim. The rebound goes out of bounds off of John, and we got a line change with the starting five coming back in. Shea Schimmel not satisfied with a 35-point lead. As Weaver will take it out baseline, and now they're going to let Bertuk and Duran spell Ellie Andrews. Now they're going to give the ball to Weaver, and ends up going close to Bryant, and then she wanted to feed Ray and said it's going to be stolen by Bob. Bob coming up the right wing, now pulling up at the top. Now she'll feed to Tillaquats, who then feeds a driving, who is that? Yeah, that was Faith Canoris, drives right down Broadway for her third bucket of the game. As Weaver on the right wing to Duran. Duran, cross court to Bryant, who got past everybody baseline, but she can't make the bucket fall. And then the ball gets lost out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by Carly Ray. Man, Bryant and Ellie Andrews, ice cold. You get those two warmed up, and this is not a 37-point deficit. As Strong gives on the right wing to Bob. Bob, then to Grable. Now back to Bob at the top. Bob wanting to drive in, handing up to Grable in the right corner. Now to Strong. Swing around to Tillichwatz on the left wing. Down low to Bob. Got on the block. Had to pull back out to Strong. To Grable. Fakes the three. Dribbles into the right corner. Now to Bob. Six on the shot clock. Bob, she'll pull up for a right wing three off the back of the rim. No good. Tip rebound is going to be brought down by Durand. She'll feed Bryant. And Ayala bringing it up. Now it's going to be met by Strong and feeds the ball directly to Grable. Ball ends up going on the deck. Weaver's going to come up with it. Feed to Durand up from about 12 and hits. Patuk and Durand on the baseline makes the bucket, making it 57-22. Strong comes up to Bob on the right wing for three. She set her feet and she hit it. Jordan Bob with her first Hank Warden Edward Jones three of the game. 60-22, Wapato. Weaver to Bryant on the right wing. 4:44 to go in the game. Bryant dribbling into the corner, ends up losing the handle on her dribble. Out of bounds. We turn the ball over. Ellie Andrews will check in. Now that she got whistled in, and she'll spell Lou Weaver. And Tillichwatz will inbound Strong. And Strong will walk it up. Give on the right wing to Bob. Bob dribbling to the top. Now in the corner to Strong. She'll pull up for three. That's off the back of the rim. No good. Long rebound tracked down by Tillichwatz. Wants to drive baseline. Got driven out of bounds by Ella Bryant. That was just straight up good body placement by Ella Bryant. Tillichwatz, she could get around and ended up just walking out of bounds. As Durand gives on the left wing to Andrews. Now to Grayson Tahn at the top. Feed to Durand in the right corner. Fakes the three. Cross court to Ellie. Had time. Nope. Down low to Bryant. She's got to pull back out. Ends up going up against Bob. Shot ends up being no good. Scramble for the rebound. Brought down by Grayson Tahn, who almost got it to Carly Ray. That was a heads up. Grayson Tahn, she hustles out there. Almost made that work. So Strong inbound to Tillichwatz. Under 4 minutes to go. Tillichwatz on the right wing to Bob. Bob to Canoris at the top of the key. Down low to Grable. Oh, that lay-in did not drop. And Grable tips the rebound to Bob, who then goes up. She got away with an up and down. That putback is no good. And Bryant will come down with the rebound. Ayala dribbling in. Ends up getting bumped by Strong. Feed to Tahn in the corner. Tied. Oh, she's going to get called for an offensive foul as she elbowed Canoris. Grayson Tahn will pick up her second personal. And Emma Niemeyer to check in. Another line change for Wapato. It's like hockey. Bibles, Meninic, Haber, Arizpe, and Ayla John all checking back in for the Wolfpack. So Bibles will take it up. Bibles, a freshman, gives on the right wing to Haber. Haber dribbling to the top with Tahn coming on to her, to Bibles in the right corner with Durand coming out on her. Now to John, wants to drive in the key. Going to get cut off to Arizpe from 15. Off the back of the rim, no good. And Niemeyer in position for the rebound with Meninic behind her. To Durand, up court to Andrews. Oh, down low to Grayson Tahn. Puts a move in and put the ball up. Nope. They're going to say she traveled. I'd wonder, there was something hinky with her feet there. 3:07 to go in the game. Lady Hawks trail 60-22. As Bibles will lock it up. On the right wing to Haber. Haber down low to John. Cut off by Durand. Swinging out to Arizpe. Now at the top to Meninic. She's got no business being out there. Tipped. Stolen by Niemeyer. Come up with Meninic in pursuit. Turn around feet Andrews. Andrews to Durand. Ball is going to be tipped by John. Now we're going up court to John. And a nice bounce pass down to Haber. And she's got to pull it back out. Feeds it directly to Durand. Lady Hawks good to get back on defense there. As Durand gives on the left wing to Niemeyer. Fakes Arizpe, drives baseline, puts up about 6 feet off the side of the rim. No good. Meninic comes down with a rebound. Goes too long. Going to be chased down by Bryant. Bryant will feed Durand. And Lady Hawks not getting the mercy clock going today as Durand feeds to Grayson Tahn. And she's tied up with a double. Feeds to Andrews. Pulls up for three. That's going to be long. Oh, but Emma Niemeyer is there for the offensive rebound and put back. Emma with 6 points. As Bibles coming up on 2 minutes to go with Bryant on her. gets across the timeline. Feed to John, to Haber on the right wing. Now the top to Arisbe. Lost a handle on it. Gathers it back in. Now to John. John Duran coming out on her. Wants to drive in. Not spin move. Now drives right block. Lane is not quite strong enough. Ninnick will come down with a rebound to Arisbe on the right wing for three. That shot is no good. John comes down with a rebound. Kicks out to Bibles at the top for three. And she hits. The freshman, Jocelyn Bibles. It's her first Hank Warden, Edward Jones three of the game. And with 1:25 to go in the game, we're going to take a timeout with Wapato leading 63-24. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
As a KGDC listener, you already know about our efforts to redeem the culture with top-quality news talk programs and the finest radio features like Breakpoint and the Focus on the Family Minute. If you're a business owner as well, consider advertising on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM and KGDC 2 102.3 FM. Sponsoring our exclusive football coverage for the Wahai Blue Devils, the College Place Hawks, and the DeSales Fighting Irish will grow your business. To learn more, call 386-7117. That's 386-7117. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
1:25 to go in the game. Lady Hawks trail 63-24 up here in Wapato. Second place Wolves, tough nut to crack. As Duran will take it across the timeline, give on the right wing to Ellie Andrews with John coming out on her. Now she wants to drive in. Hand off to Niemeyer. It's going to be tipped, stolen by John, who traveled. Yep, double dribbled. Yep. If I see something hinky, it's probably hinky. That looked hinky, and they called a double dribble. My point is that I usually don't see much, and if I do see it, it's probably the real deal because it's got to be egregious for me to see it. As Niemeyer has the ball, she'll drive into the key, hand back to Andrews, left wing three. She keeps gunning, and that time she hit. Good for her, Ellie Andrews. First Hank Warden, Edward Jones three of the game for the team. 63-27 with under 46 seconds to go as Bibles has the ball deep on the left wing. Bibles now dribbling to the top. Almost has it stolen by Andrews. Instead, Arisbe is going to drive in. Now feed to Bibles back in the corner. Bibles wants to drive into the key. Knight put a spin move on. Lane's a bit too strong, and Niemeyer will come down with the rebound. About half a second between shot clock and game clock. 25 seconds to go in the game. Andrews with the ball on the right wing. One dribble to the top. Oh, and that is Harper Amick who's checked in. And feeds to Bree Smith, feeds back to Durand. Oh, wanted to feed Niemeyer, picked up by Amick, loose ball. Amick wants to drive in, kicks out to Andrews at the top. Andrews driving into the key, drives down Broadway and drops it home from about 10 feet. It's Ellie Andrews. And that, however, will be the bowl game. Lady Hawks do get a moral victory. They never got that running clock going. Lady Hawks fall to Wapato, 63-29. Be back with totals and what's coming up next. Here from Wapato, you're listening to Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer, every time. Doyle's experienced pump and motor staff services and sells pumps and motors, from large irrigation to domestic systems, along with water purification and conditioning setups for healthier, better-tasting water for you and your family. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
American Air Heating and Cooling was started by Walla Walla native Dan Reiner out of his garage in 2015. Ever since, American Air has enjoyed a booming rate of referrals from our customer base. Our American Air crew is the new generation, the new face of heating and cooling in our valley. We install high-quality, dependable, and efficient heating and air conditioning equipment. We are your one and only independent train dealer in the Walla Walla Valley. It's hard to stop a train. To learn more, visit us online at wallawallaair.com.
With smartphones and the internet, auto repair information has never been more readily available for the do-it-yourselfer. At Walla Walla Transmission, we understand the pride and satisfaction that comes from maintaining and repairing your own rig. But few people have the desire to do it, not to mention the time or proper tools to get the job done. That's where we come in. We at Walla Walla Transmission want to be your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Come and see us today at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Stroh Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Well, after the Lady Hawks lose here in Wapato 63-29, they're going to end up mirroring Wolves. The Wolves will go to 9-1. The Lady Hawks go to 1-9. This is your unofficial scoring summary for the host Wapato Wolves. Let's see, we've got... Oh, yeah, that's not what I need. We've got Brianna Meninick with 2 points. Aelia John, 4 points. Then Faith Knorris, Kaylee Haber, and Jocelyn Bibles, each with 6 points. Erlyn Grable with 7 points. Taylor Chilliquot, 9 points. All bombs from downtown. Callie Strong with 10 points. And Jordan Bob, leading all scorers on the court, with 13 points. For the Lady Hawks, Carly Ray with 1 point. Pertukin Duran with 5 points. She's been held scoreless for a while, but she got some points on the board tonight. Emma Niemeyer with 6 points. Ellie Andrews with 8 points. And that was despite a stone, ice cold shooting night for her. So credit to her for sticking with it and getting 8 points. And then Lou Weaver leading all Lady Hawks scorers with 9 points. Coming up next for the Lady Hawks, going to be a non-conference game hours up the road. Going to be going to Garfield Palouse to take them on. And that'll be a slightly unusual tip-off time. That tip-off slated for 5:30 on Tuesday from Garpal. We'll see you then. Once again, the final here from Wapato, Lady Wolfpack 63, Lady Hawks 29. Next broadcast, 5:30 on Tuesday from Garpal. But don't change that dial, as they say in old school radio. The boys are coming up next. You've been listening to College Place Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
Highly contagious respiratory diseases are easily transmitted from cat to cat through direct contact, through the air by sneezing or coughing, or by contact with humans if they've been close to infected cats. Infected cats can seem to have a cold or fever and may develop pneumonia. The best protection for your cat is a regular examination and a comprehensive vaccination program provided by your local veterinarian. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. We're always looking for ways to stand out from the competition and deliver an unmatched experience for every customer. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. Whether you're from Walla Walla or wherever you call home, simply call, click, or stop in to schedule your $99 diagnosis. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good.